How do you use Live?
Up till today, I've been using it as kind of a loop laboratory. I work in a sequencer, I work in Logic, but Logic doesn't have a lot of tools for coming up with innovative variations on any kind of rhythmic material. So as I'm writing a piece of music, you know, I have a sense of my tempo. I go into Live. Live's in rewire mode, so it's locked to Logic. And then I start pulling in bits and pieces from my own sound library into it, and then start going from there and start playing with the warp tools and some of the effects until I come up with as many variations on a given sound as I need. So I may come up with a group of variations on one sound. Then those all get bounced back into Logic so that they stay within my Logic arrangement.
What are some recent things you've used Live for?
Well, let's see. I've been using Live on a couple of things. I'm working with an artist named Azam Ali and a band, Niaz. They're on Narada Records, and they asked me to produce a cut for them, probably a couple cuts for their next record. So that's very dance-oriented electronica. So we've been using Live on that. Right now I'm working on a film called, currently it's called Whisper, but I think it's going to change names at some point. That's a serious, dark thriller, which will be live orchestra mixed in with elements of electronica. I've started playing around with Live for that as well. Again, to kind of take something obvious and make it to something way less obvious. You know, when I do music, I like as much as I can to keep it sounding as organic as possible. I like sounds that don't sound particularly electronic, but that's, you know, they're organic sounds, but unrecognizable. You know, you don't trace it back to kicks and snares or tablas or hi-hats or whatever.
So you're taking loop libraries and transferring them to something of your own, sort of?
Yeah. You know, I have a lot of different libraries from all over the place, plus I've done a fair amount of my own sampling, plus I have my own loop library.
Can you tell me a bit about that?
Happily. Came out with it a year or two ago. It's called Liquid Cinema, and it's distributed through M-Audio, the same people who distribute Live. It was the culmination of, in a way, years of work of pulling together sounds that I had created for my films as a composer and other composers' films that I did as a sound designer, you know, musical sound designer. And it's a pretty vast library of sonic ideas, some of them rhythmic, some of them ambient, some of them more recognizable as drums or rhythm section things, ethnic percussion, bits of junkyard metal all turned in, you know, played by ensembles of percussionists, and more electronic elements of pulses and ambiences. Liquid Cinema, which you can get, which is, we have it, they sell it as Apple Loops, or they sell it as AIFF and Wave and Rex, so, it, you know, you can use the AIFFs in Live, and everything's been edited very carefully, so they warp very well, and they warp very easily, or they fall in pretty much as is. You know, just because you have a good loop doesn't mean there isn't 100 things you can do with it, and with the rather vast capabilities of a program like Live, what starts off as one sound can just take you through a huge set of ideas.
Do you have any general, I guess, tricks that you use in Live, something that you fall back on, or is it different every time?
Well, I've probably been using Live less time than a lot of people, and probably less to its capabilities, because I'm learning it more and more all the time. I'm very fond of the some of the delay effects that are in Live. They immediately, because you have the multi-band delays, and they just sound fantastic, and some of the granular effects and the beat repeater. So my typical thing is I know that I want some kind of a groove in a section of a cue for a film. And I know I'm going to be around, you know, 100 BPM or something. So I start to rummage around through my library and find maybe 8 or 10 grooves or beats of some kind that hover around that tempo. I pull them in, I get them feeling very tight, I've certainly used the program to get things that started off not so tight, like hand percussion, and get it as tight as possible. Then from there, I've been using the envelopes a lot. The warp envelopes are pretty amazing. In one case, I had a sound that was a guitar run through a filter, and the filter was sort of sample and hold. What I was interested in doing was having it build kind of a melody. So with a 16th note grid, I had this 2-bar loop of this single note, this guitar just holding a sustain through a sample and hold filter. But I started to push some of the slices up and down. So at the end, it turned into this kind of cool, very hypnotic, rhythmic phrase. And nothing else in the world could have done that. So that was pretty cool. You know, goofing around with not only taking drum beats and repitching different slices, but refiltering various slices is a really fast way to come up with things. Typically, what I do is once I've come up with a bunch of variations of things, I've created now this big library of ideas. I put them end to end in Live, and then through Rewire they go back into my sequencer, back into Logic, and then I can cut them up and start to move them around in the arrangement. You know, in working on film, it's a little different than working on records because forever the pieces are in flux. They're shifting, and you know, they may ask me to make something longer, or they may recut a scene and make it longer in the middle, so I actually have to add beats or take beats away. So keeping all of the results of Live in my sequencer means that when I do need to make a change, it's all in one place. So that's my main reason for moving things from Live. You know, I mentioned that I've been producing a record with this band, Niaz. Some of the members of that band were performing, did some concerts last year, year before last. They did a number of concerts, and I performed live with them around L.A. and did that all in Live on a laptop. And it was interesting because my job was to be as unrhythmic as possible. I was all about building soundscapes and sort of sonic landscapes, and I did it all in Live. But had MIDI faders set so that I could make each audio track fade up and down, and I had ways of crossfading sounds, and the sound would come down, then that would jump to another sound, and then it would come up, and it became a great, great kind of ambient tool, which I didn't think it would be at first, but it's great because I can have all these different samples playing, but I have individual volume control over each one, which is something you can't do in any sampling program.
Could you tell me a little bit about the trick that we learned together today? About why would you use the sends that you were using a clip of?
One of the effects we were playing with was being able to automate an effect send. So, for example, we had a very dry, simple beat. We put a reverb onto one of the send tracks in Live, and then through the warp automate through the envelopes, we could basically, on the fourth beat of every bar, or wherever you want, just spike up the send to the reverb. So suddenly what you have now is, without having to deal with careful hand, or, you know, automating by hand, we could add effects to specific beats. In this case, having reverbing out the last snare of a 2 or 4 bar loop. That's actually pretty cool.
Why would you do that on a send rather than on the track itself?
Well, if you do it on the track itself, when you turn the effect down, if you only want to do it to one beat, when you pull it down, you're going to choke the return of the reverb. So
you get that reverb to blend out.
So the return of the reverb isn't being touched. We're just saying, let's just send a little bit of this snare on beat 4, whatever it is, into the reverb. But by having it on its own track, or on a return track, it'll stay echoed out. Any effect that you do, that you automate inside the track itself, stops. So you can't hit an effect for a moment, but let that effect trail back. So for things like reverbs and delays, things that are time based, that stay going, That would be the main reason to automate a send versus automating a loop, you know, on an audio track.
Cool. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very, very much. And if anybody wants to hear more of my music, jeffrona.com, JefferonA, and you can listen to some of the stuff I've been doing.